O beloved Satguru, improve my life. Suffering by karma, I am calling at your door. This is a bhajan of Sanchi's on page 27. I have not even a little control over you. Except you in this world, nothing else is mine. I have come to your shelter. Don't reject me. I have got much suffering. No more agony. Cool my heart, which is heated by pain. O beloved Satguru, improve my life. O beloved Satguru, improve my life. Suffering by your karma, by karma, I am calling at your door. A bhajan on page 27.
Satguru pyare meri, jindagi savara de. Karma de mare tere. Darate pukare de Satguru pyare meri Jindagi savare de Karma de mare tere Darate pukare de Tere te guru ji mera Rai rati jorna, teri bajo dunia te, mera koi hodana. Satguru pyare meri, jindagi savara de, karma de mare tere, Darate pukare de Satguru pyare meri Jindagi savare de Karma de mare tere Darate pukare de Sharaname teri aya Menu tuka raina, tuka mai ba tere paye, hoda tar faina. Satguru pyare meri, jindagi savare de, karma de mare tere. Darate pukare de Satguru pyare meri Jindagi savare de Karma de mare teri Darate pukare de Dukha nala tapia tu Dila mera tara de Satguru pyare meri jindagi savare de Satguru pyare meri jindagi savare de Karma de mare tere darate pukare de Satguru pyare meri jindagi savare de karma de mare tere darate pukare de
I have come to your shelter. Don't reject me. I have got much suffering. No more agony. Cool my heart, which is heated by pain. O beloved Satguru, improve my life. O beloved Satguru, improve my life. Suffering by karma, I am calling at your door. There's an announcement. In 2 weeks, there will be a Seva morning here at the ashram on Saturday, May 20th. We will continue spring tasks, including trench digging, cutting saplings, gathering branches, working in the flower gardens, and working in the hall. There are also several sewing projects with much more that needs to be accomplished. If you plan to participate, please let us know so we can plan for refreshments. There is a sign-up sheet at the book table, or leave a message on the Big House answering machine, or send us an email. We'll begin at 9 a.m. on that day. In the event of inclement weather, we will contact those who have signed up, and there will be a message on the office answering machine by 7 p.m. on Friday, May 19th, regarding cancellation and a rain date. The first reading is from the Massacre Paul's book, Morning Talks, and it's entitled, Don't Think Evil of Others. Master Kripal says, never hurt anybody. We hurt others by thinking ill of them. We think ill of others, we scheme. This is wrong, as thoughts are very potent. When you think ill of others, that reacts to them like a telegraph wire. You may not be telling anybody anything, but if you think of them, radiation is there. Once Akbar, who was a great emperor of India, was told by his minister that thoughts were very potent and that great care should be taken in what we think of others. Akbar asked his minister how he knew this. The minister said, all right, I will give you a concrete example. Let us go outside. So both of them went outside and they saw one man coming towards them at a distance of a few furlongs. The minister said to the king, look here, just think something about this man in your mind, and when he comes near, you might ask him what crossed his mind at that time. You are only to look and think. The king thought in his mind that this man should be shot. The man approached the king, and the king asked him, when you saw my face, what thoughts crossed your mind? The man said, Emperor, excuse me, but I thought that I should beat you with my fists and break your head. So thoughts are very important, are very potent. If you think evil of others, the other man will react. You should be careful how you speak to people. If you speak ill to another and say you are a fool and things like that, or if somebody calls you a name and you react in the same way, what is the result? There will be a flare-up. A man calls you once, twice, and that results in a fight. This is by words. Their very root is the thought. A man speaks out of the abundance of his heart. Whatever is lying there, those things take the form of words. Then words lead to fighting. So don't hurt the feelings of others in thought, word, or deed. Even in very religious practices, if a dozen men are working together, they start thinking evil of one another, with the result that the thoughts radiate and react in another's mind. Do you follow my point? The heart is the throne of God. The body is the temple of God. If you defile the throne where God is, then who will sit there? So blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Purity mainly lies in not thinking evil of others, in thought, word, and deed. There are other factors too, but this is the main factor. Wherever you sit, even in an ashram, if one man thinks of somebody else, that goes round like anything. That is just like a plague, an infection. A rat infested by plague goes around and spreads that infection everywhere. So this is a very strict condition. Don't be the unpaid apprentices of the CID, the Confidential Investigation Department of God. Don't take the law into your own hands. If you think good of others, you will radiate good. If you purify your mind, you will purify the minds of others. By thinking ill of others, we spoil our own temples of God first and then defile them. Outwardly, we are all right, quite clean, but our hearts are impure. We are defiled by thinking ill of others. We are all parts of the same machinery, you see. If even one part is out of order, the machinery will stop working. So that is why it is said, wanted, reformers, not of others, but of themselves. Charity begins at home. We should first reform ourselves. Example is better than precept. So today's subject is don't think evil of others in word, deed, and mind. If you think of anybody else, always think good of them. Why? Because they are your brothers and sisters in God. God is active in every heart, and our bodies are the temples of God. If we think evil, first we defile our own temples, and then we defile others. Instead, we should think, peace be unto all the world over, under thy will, O God. This is why Guru Nanak gave out in his prayer. This is what Guru Nanak gave out in his prayer. Let all the world be happy. How can it be happy if you defile everybody? So the foremost thing is not to think evil, speak evil, or hear evil of others. If you come to know something, then it is for you to just keep it to your own self and try to privately tell others concerned for their own well-being. We should not become reformers of each other. We should reform ourselves first. If we have sympathy for others, we should tell them privately what we think that they are doing wrong. Then the other person will care to listen. If a blind man is there and you say, "Oh, blind man," he will take it to heart. If we simply say, "Well, dear friend, when did you lose your sight?" The purpose is served. There are ways and means to express oneself. So speaking, you might say, is an art. The same words that carry a loving and peaceful effect can also create fire. This is what we have to guard against. So we should not think evil of others at heart, in mind, in word, or deed. God is not difficult to meet, but it is difficult to be a man. Man is in the make. God is seeking after a man who is a man. So when you are ready, God will come and also give you a commission. I went to London, I remember, on my first tour. There were two children, about 7 or 8 years old, that were given initiation for hearing. And I asked them, "What do you want?" "We want to become masters," they said. "All right. All right," I said, "you have been put on the way. Improve, progress on the way, and you might be selected as a master." God is after finding out some man who is a man so that his work may go on. It is not for us to pray for this, but for God to select who is fit for the job. Hankering or only propaganda to have that position which is not in man's hands won't do. It is a commission from God. I told the children, "Well, you may become a master, and that's all right. You have been put on the way. Go on with it, and you may be selected as a master. Each one has, after all, to come to perfection. It is no sin. Every saint has his past, and every sinner has his future. This starts where? From our own self. First of all, we should not think evil. If there is evil in your mind, out of the abundance of heart, a man speaks. That radiates by thought and by word. First and foremost, this is the teaching of the masters. We should examine our own self and see how we stand, where we stand. Because these things are there, how can we aspire to become masters? So purity of mind is essential. Let it not be defiled by the thinking of evil thoughts. You should pray for forgiveness. You should also forgive and forget. Generally, we don't forget. We say, "Oh, I don't mind." But that poison goes on working in our mind. That affects sooner or later. So whenever anybody hurts your feelings in word or deed, forgive. Forgiveness is the only sweet water that will wash away all dirt. Justice won't do it, mind that. If you want justice, then that will react. Forgiveness only washes away all dirt. Forgive and forget. This is the way to spirituality. A man once went to Lord Buddha and began to insult him like anything. He went on this way for 1, 2, 3 hours until it got dark. When night fell, he wanted to go away. So Lord Buddha said, "Well, dear friend, just tell me one thing." The man asked what Buddha wanted to know, to which Buddha replied, "If anyone brings you some present, if anybody brings some present to somebody, and if that person does not accept that present, with whom is it left?" The man replied, "With the person who brings that present." "Well," said the Buddha, "the present you have brought me, I don't accept." So these are the things to be developed in us and to be lived up to. If you live up to them, your thoughts, your radiation will change. It is not a matter, I think, of acting or posing. It is a matter of living. The masters used to say, "Those who live up to what I say, I am their servant. They are my bosses. I will serve them to the best I can." Truly, any son who would be obedient to his father and would do all things what he wants, naturally, he is most dear to the father. This is not done by mere outward assent, acting, or posing, because the mind radiates. The master knows the mind, not the outward things. These things are not explained in general talks. They are heart-to-heart talks in which you are being given these topics. The secret of success is to keep your mind unalloyed. And I've been reading from a talk of Sanchi's that he gave on July 26, 1996 at this ashram, Sanpani Ashram in New Hampshire. And it's entitled, "This Human Birth is Precious." And I'm going to continue to read from there. And Sanchi says, I have often told you about Baba Bhishan Das, how he was very learned. In those times, he was a PhD. He was a highly learned person. And his master, Baba Amulak Das, could not even sign his name in the Punjabi language. But still, Baba Bhishan Das went to Baba Amulak Das. And he fell at his feet and he said, "O Lord, O my master, please take me out from this hell. Regarding myself, I have often told you that when my beloved Lord Kirpal came to my home, it was all his own grace, it was all his own mercy. I don't know why he chose to come, but it was all due to his grace and compassion. He was all merciful. So when he came to my home by himself, before that, I did not know who he was, and whether he was learned or not, whether he was married, whether he was single, or who he was. So he told him, 'O Lord, I don't know who you are, whether you are learned or whether you have a family or whether you are single or not. My brain, my mind is empty right from my very childhood.' And so he said, 'I have come so far. I have come here only because your mind and brain are empty, because there are many mental wrestlers around me.' He used to call the learned people as the mental wrestlers. And he said, 'There are so many of them around me, and I have come here only because I have seen that your brain, your mind, your within is empty.'" So Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj says that the wealth of the nine treasures, the nectar which is the wealth of the nine treasures, is within the body. It resides in our own body. So lovingly, he said, "That hidden Nam is present within all of us in this iron age, and he is all-pervading." He said, "The string to which that Nam is attached, God has kept that in his hand and he has placed the Nam within everyone. God Almighty is the all-owner. He is omnipotent, and he could have made any way through which one can go and meet with him. He did not have to consult anyone, and he could have chosen any way through which he could bring his children back to him. So he himself has chosen this way, and he himself sends his beloved children into this world to give out the secret of the Nam. Often I have said that saints and Mahatmas, the beloveds of God, they are the children, true children of God Almighty, and they are sent in this world by God Almighty, and they are already prepared vessels. But outside it looks like they are being prepared, and that is why it doesn't matter if they are born in the rich family or if they are born in the poor family. The richness, the wealth, does not affect them, and the poverty does not make them sad. Even though they have the all-consciousness and they have all the riddhis and siddhis, the supernatural powers, but still they maintain the laws of nature. They go to the perfect living master, and they work so hard. We see that in order to give us the demonstration, how much sacrifice they do, and how much hard work they do in the meditation. Dear ones, people used to sleep in comfortable beds wearing quilts while Master Kripal Singh would go and stand in the deep waters of River Ravi to do the meditation. Do you think that he did not have the comfortable beds to sleep in, that he did not have the quilts to wear? He also used to give the example of Gunga, the wrestler, who used to practice his wrestling all night long on the banks of the river. He used to say that Gunga became famous in the world only because he used to spend all his nights doing the practice. So if we want to become famous even in the worldly things, we need to work very hard. We need to practice. Do you think that Nam is the only thing that you don't have to work hard for? You have to work very hard for it if you want to become competent in it. Bhai Banta Singh was the driver of Master Sawan Singh and also used to cook food for Master Sawan Singh. I met him many times, and he used to say that Master Sawan Singh would go in the room to do the meditation, and he would not come out for many, many days. And he had left the instruction, you cook the food and leave it there. Whenever I want, I will come out. In the same way, Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj, who himself was the all-owner of this creation, still he worked very hard in the meditation. He did a lot of sacrifice, even though he was already blessed. Bhai Gurdas said, first of all, the master was blessed, and afterward, he did the meditation, and he worked very hard in it. In the same way, Swamiji Maharaj, the all-owner, came into this world. Even though he was almighty, but still, for 17 years, he did the meditation in a very small room. So when we know about such masters in our life, how great they were, and still how much humility they had. So looking at those examples of their life, we should also become humble. We should remove the egoism from the vessel of our mind and then receive the initiation. This Nam cannot be obtained from the Vedas, Shastras, or the Holy Scriptures. The Holy Scriptures only sing the glory, the praises of this Nam. Guru Nanak Sahib says, O wise man, O people of this world, listen to this. No one has realized the Nam from the Vedas, the Shastras, and all the other holy books. Guru Gobind Singh Maharaj also said, the secret which was given to me by my master was not recorded even in the Vedas and the other holy scriptures. Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj says, all the Smritis, the Vedas, the Puranas, and the other holy scriptures say that except our Nam, everything else is useless. That limitless Nam resides within each of the devotees. Lovingly, he said, the pain of birth and death and the darkness of ignorance goes away when we go in the company of the saints. He said, when we go to the masters, when we go to the saints, they light up the lamp of knowledge within us, and thus the darkness of ignorance is removed. One who is deluded in the attachment and is getting the burden of egoism on his head, he is wandering here and there without the Nam. O giver, do not forget me. Do not forget me and do not make me forget. Leave me your Nam. This is my desire, that day and night I may always go on meditating upon the Nam. So, dear ones, the thing to receive which we have come into this world, some masters have called it as the Nam, some masters have called it as the nectar. The Muslim fakirs have called it as the water of life or the nectar of life. Nectar is that thing which our soul tastes, and by drinking which, by tasting which, we are able to meet with that Lord who is unreachable, who is inaccessible, who is unfathomable, and who is indestructible. That nectar is nowhere outside. Guru Sahib says, that nectar is within our body. Guru Amar Das Dev Ji Maharaj said, the nectar which is being searched for by the demons, the men, the munis, and all the other people, I have received that through the grace of my master. Guru Sahib said, you may call it Nam, you may call it Amrit. He said that the Nam of the master, the Nam of God Almighty, is that nectar by drinking which my beloved Lord has made me alive again. Our body has the 9 outer openings. 2 are eyes, 2 are the nostrils, 2 are the ears, 1 of the mouth, and 2 down below. And these doors open outside toward the world. And the pleasures or the tastes which we are getting through these 9 openings of the body are tasteless. They are not there forever. But when we rise above these 9 openings and open the 10th door, which opens inwardly, then our soul gets to taste and drink the nectar. By running in all these 9 openings, the tastes which we get are tasteless. But when we go to the 10th door, the taste of the nectar is there, which is very nice. And the Bani says, the drop of nectar for which you came into the world, that nectar is with the master. Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj very lovingly says, the nectar is to receive which God Almighty has given you this precious birth. You will not get that nectar from any outer reading or writing or any outer knowledge, nor will you get that nectar from anywhere else outside. From where will you get that nectar? You will get that nectar only from the master. Earlier, I said that when we rise above the 3 body vestures, and when we remove these 3 coverings from our soul, and after crossing the sky, the stars, moon, and sun, when we go in the within, and when we manifest the form of the master within us, it is over there that the master makes us have that drink of nectar. He gives us that cup which is filled with the drink of the nectar. Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj says, it is the Satguru who makes us drink the nectar of the Nam. At the 10th door, he manifests himself. So long as we are below the eyes, we all have our own ways. We all have our own languages. And we all have our own rites and rituals and the deeds. We all have made different means of achieving the liberation with our mind. Using our mind, we have established so many different kinds of practices through which we think that we will get the liberation, the emancipation. How can we get any liberation by doing the things which we ourselves have created? The path is created by God Almighty Himself, and if we do not follow that path, if we do not follow the path which is made by God Almighty, and nobody can increase that path, nobody can decrease that path, nobody can make any alteration in that path. So unless we follow the path which is created by God Almighty Himself to give us the liberation, we cannot get the liberation no matter how much we try, no matter how many things we do using our mind and our intellect. Master Kripalji used to give the example of King Janak. When he wanted to obtain the knowledge, he said that he would donate thousands of cows which would be covered with gold in order to get the knowledge. And he had invited so many great men and Yargi, who was superior to the others. According to what he said, King Janak did everything, and Yargi even testified that whatever King Janak had done, by doing that, he has gotten the knowledge. Mahatma Gargi, who was also there, and she asked Yargi, tell me one thing. All the knowledge which you have given to King Janak, is this your practical experience? At that time, it was the time of truth. People used to speak the truth. So he said, no, whatever I said, whatever I have given to King Janak, I got that only from reading from the scriptures, from the books. It is not my practical experience. In the present time, what is happening? The lectures or the speakers talk about these things. They go on giving the lectures and they speak a lot, but they don't realize what they are teaching to others. Do they have that within them or not? They do not look at their own selves, and they do not consider looking into their own selves. Kabir Sahib said, as long as you have the presence of the lust, anger, attachment, greed, and egoism within you, it doesn't matter if you are an ignorant one or a learned one. Both the ignorant one and the learned one are the same as long as they have these passions within them. Dear ones, to make other people understand and not to understand ourselves is like deceiving the other people. But when we go within, then we realize that what we have done. Guru Nanak Sahib says, when we go within and present ourselves to Almighty God, then we realize all of our deceits and the things we have done all become very clear and open. So a hymn of Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj is presented to you. In this hymn, he also says the same thing. The nectar to receive which you have come into this world, you will get it from the Satguru. When you will go within, as per the instructions of your Satguru, then he will make you drink that nectar. When you will reach the 10th door, then he will make you drink that nectar. Even now, that nectar is coming within us. But we have to go within ourselves to receive that nectar. The nectar is still coming within us. But right now, that nectar is being drunk by the organs of senses and by our mind. They are becoming strong by drinking that nectar, and they are attacking us. The lotus of our heart is upside down. The cup which is within us, which the Master is going to fill up, is now upside down. And through our meditation, we have to upturn that cup. We have to go upward. I will stop there. And the video I'm presenting is a continuation of the video that I've been presenting. It's a talk that Sanchi gave on October 28th, 1989. Khanda sir kare ek pair te aaye
પણ માર મન જપ કરે શિર મુંડી તલે દે કિસ ઓ પરયો ટિક ટિકે કિસ નો જોર કરે
આપ કરણ લગે ચાહે વાસના નું રોક કે જપ કરે ઓર જો મરજી ઓ તપ કરે કહેણ લગે ઓ કિસ ચીજ દા અહંકાર કરદા હૈ ઓદા ઓદે વિચ કી હૈ પ્રભુ તો સ્વતંત્ર હૈ ઓ ખુદ માલક હૈ
Now he says that even if one performs the austerity controlling his desires, and even if one goes on performing any kind of austerities, what does he have to his own credit?
Ahora él dice, lo anterior era que inclusive si los siddhas hacían todo tipo de austeridades, su devoción no se podría comparar con la devoción del Nam. Ahora él dice... que si una si las personas hacen todo tipo de austeridades tratando de controlar sus deseos y tratan de realizar austeridades de, así ¿qué es lo que obtienen esas personas?
Que se yo pareo tic tic que se no llor kare કિસ નો કહીએ નાનકા કિસ નો કરતા દે હુકમ રહાઈ આપણે મૂર્ખ આપ ગણે
કહેણ લગે કોણ કહે સકદા પ્રભુ નું કે તું મેરે એને જપ કીતે હૈ મેનું દર્શન દે ਜਾਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਹੀ ਆ ਕੇ ਮਿਲ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਉਹ ਮੂਰਖ ਲੋਕ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਹਟ ਕਰ ਮਾਨਾ ਉਹ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ
Now he says that who can tell God that I have performed so many austerities, I have done so much for you, so you come and give me your darshan.
Ahora él dice, ¿quién le puede decir a Dios, yo he hecho tantas austeridades, he hecho tanto para ti, así que debes venir y darme tu darshan?
He says that fools are they who are trying to control God by doing the hat karmas.
Ahora él dice que tontos son aquellos quienes tratan de controlar a Dios al hacer sus unos karmas hat.
Malla pehla. Hey, hey, aankhan kot kot koti hun kot kot aankhon aankhan sada sada ਕਹਿਣ ਨਾ ਆਵੇ ਤੋਟ ਨਾ ਥਕਣਾ ਠਾਕੀਆਂ ਏ ਵਡ ਰੱਖੇ ਜੋਤ ਨਾਨਕ ਚ ਸੋ ਚੁਖ ਬਿੰਦ ਓ ਪਰ ਆਖਣ ਦੋਸ
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਮੈਂ ਉਸ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਨੂੰ ਜਪਦਾ ਧਿਆਉਂਦਾ ਕਰੋੜਾਂ ਵਾਰੀ ਵੀ ਥੱਕਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ ਇੱਕ ਅੱਖ ਦਾ ਕੋਰ ਵੀ ਅਗਰ ਮੈਂ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਵਿਸਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਅੱਖ ਮੀਚਣ ਦੇ ਜਿਤਨਾ ਚਿਰ ਵੀ ਦੋਸ਼ ਹੈ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਮੈਂ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਹਟਾਵੇ ਨਾਮ ਜਪਣੋ ਨਾ ਮੈਂ ਹਟਾਂ ਨਾ ਮੈਂ ਥੱਕਾਂ ਨਾ ਮੈਂ ਕੋਈ ਸ਼ਿਕਾਇਤ ਕਰਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਐਡੀ ਜੋਤ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਦੀ ਆਪਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਕਰ ਲਵਾਂ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਸਾਰੇ ਹੀ ਬ੍ਰਹਮੰਡ ਨੂੰ ਸਤਾ ਦੇ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ
ਨਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਗੈਟ ਟਾਇਰਡ ਬਾਈ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਬਾਈ ਰਿਮੈਂਬਰਿੰਗ ਗੋਡ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ
ਔਰ ਅਲ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦਿਸੇ ਕਿ ਨੋ ਮੈ ਕਾਨਸੋ ਅਲ ਰਿਕਾਰਡਰ ਅਲ ਸੇਨਿਓਰ ਟੋਡੋ ਪੋਦਰੋਸੋ
ਨੋ ਮੈਟਰ ਇਫ ਆਈ ਰਿਮੈਂਬਰ ਹਿਮ ਫਾਰ ਮਿਲੀਅਨਸ ਆਫ ਟਾਈਮਸ ਬਟ ਸਟਿਲ ਆਈ ਨੈਵਰ ਗੈਟ ਟਾਇਰਡ ਆਫ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਇਟ
No importa si lo recuerde millones de veces, pero no me canso de ello.
And I don't want to stop remembering him even for a moment, even for the time it takes to blink the eye.
Y no quiero dejar de recordarle ni siquiera por un momento y ni siquiera durante el tiempo que me toma parpadear.
If I forget him even for that much time, the time which it takes to blink the eye, I feel guilty for it.
Si incluso si lo olvido, incluso por este pequeño lapso de tiempo, el tiempo que me tome en parpadear, es me siento muy culpable por ello.
No one should stop me for remembering him. I want to remember him so much, so that that light which is giving the power to the Brahman may get manifested within me.
Nadie debe, no quiero que nadie me detenga en hacer esta remembranza, no quiero dejar de recordarle a él, porque quiero que esta luz que está iluminando todo el Brahman se manifieste y venga dentro de mí.
Esto pata lagda hai que Mahatma nu kitni naam di bhukh hundi hai, kitni naam di unhan nu qadar hundi hai.
From this we come to know that how much the Mahatmas are hungry for the Naam and how much they appreciate the Naam.
De esto sabemos, llegamos a saber cuánta hambre tienen los Mahatmas por el Naam y cuánto lo aprecian.
Agge Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj, Naam di main mangaunde hai ke Naam ki taagat hai, Naam kinna nu milda hai, kaun Naam japde hai.
Further Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj sings the praises of Naam, that what power the Naam is and who gets the Naam.
Más adelante el Guru Nanak Dev canta las alabanzas del Naam y él dice que cuáles son las personas que reciben este Naam.
Porque pehliyan tokan vich aapne jap tap de mutalliq kafi kuch dassya hai, lekin mukti naam vich dassi hai, hun us naam di mehma sunaunde hai.
In the earlier lines he talked a lot about performing the austerities, doing the japas and tapas.
En las primeras líneas él habló mucho acerca de realizar las austeridades, de hacer los yapas y tapas.
And he said that the liberation is in Naam.
Y él dijo que la liberación yacía en el Naam.
Now he sings the praises and talks about the importance of the Naam.
Ahora él canta las alabanzas y habla acerca de la importancia del Naam.
Pori nae manie kul udre sab kutumb sabaya.
Guru Nanak kende hai naam nu da asra lain naal, naam nu lain na japan na apna ta aadhar hona hi asaan hai. Kehne lage saadi kul de lok vi sangat de lok vi tar jande hai, udhar kar jande hai.
Guru Nanak Sahib said that by having the support of the Naam, by seeking the support of the Naam and by doing the devotion of the Naam, it is very easy for a person to get the liberation, but it is also easier for the generation, for the family, for the Sangha also to get the liberation.
El Guru Nanak Sahib dice que aquella persona que busca el que tiene el apoyo del Naam, quien busca el apoyo del Naam y quien hace la devoción del Naam, esa persona recibe la liberación, pero es aún más fácil para aquellas personas que están relacionadas con esa persona y para el Sangat también.
Nae manie kul udhre sab kutumb sabaya. Nae maniye sangat udre jin hriday vasaya.
Jo Mahatma naam jap ke andar onu prakat kar lende hai, shabd roop guru de naal milap kar lende hai, kende aap ta tar jande hai, apni sangat da vi udhar kar lende hai, jis de andar oh naam rakhde hai oda vi udhar karde hai.
He says that the Mahatma who by doing the meditation of the Naam manifests that Naam within them, they themselves get the liberation, and if they place that Naam within any of their sangat, they also get the liberation.
Ahora él dice que aquellos mahatmas o aquellas personas que hacen, al hacer la devoción del Naam, ellos obtienen la liberación. Si esas personas que ya han obtenido este Naam, si ellos colocan ese Naam dentro de cualquier persona en su sangat, esa persona del sangat también puede recibir la liberación.
Naam hi ek amolak tohfa hunda hai, jindagi di roji roti hundi hai, jehdi ke saadi ਜਿਹੜੀ ਕਿ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਤਰਫੋਂ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੀ ਮਿਲਦੀ ਹੈ.
ਨਾਮ ਇਜ਼ ਦੀ ਓਨਲੀ ਪ੍ਰਾਈਸਲੈਸ ਗਿਫਟ ਗਿਫਟ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਬ੍ਰੈਡ ਆਫ ਆਵਰ ਲਾਈਫ.
ਐਲ ਨਾਮ ਇਜ਼ ਐਲ ਓਨਿਕੋ ਰੈਗਾਲੋ ਸਿਨ ਪ੍ਰੈਸੀਓ ਯੇ ਸੈਲ ਪਾਨ ਦੇ ਨੁਸਟਰਾ ਵੀਦਾ.
ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਥਿੰਗ ਵਿਚ ਵੀ ਗੈਟ ਫਰੋਮ ਆਵਰ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਇਨ ਆਲ ਹਿਸ ਪਲੇਜਰ.
ਇਜ਼ ਆਲਗੋ ਕੇ ਰਿਸੀਵਿਮੋਸ ਦੇ ਨੁਸਟਰੋ ਮਾਇਸਟਰੋ ਕੋਨ ਟੋਡੋ ਸੂ ਪਲੇਸਰ.
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਇਹ ਅਮੋਲਕ ਰਤਨ ਹੈ, ਮੁੱਲ ਨੂੰ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਗਾ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਇਹ ਪੂਰੇ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਜੋ ਨਾਮ ਰੂਪ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਆ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਜੋ ਲੋਕ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਪ੍ਰੇਮ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਸ਼ਰਧਾ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਨਾਮ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਉਹ ਟਿਕਾ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਪ੍ਰਾਈਸਲੈਸ ਜੂਵਲ ਐਂਡ ਵਨ ਕੈਨ ਗੈਟ ਇਟ ਓਨਲੀ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਵੀ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਗੈਟ ਇਟ ਬਾਈ ਪੇਇੰਗ ਐਨੀ ਪ੍ਰਾਈਸ ਫਾਰ ਇਟ।
ਐਲ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦਿਸੇ ਕਿ ਇਸ ਐਲ ਨਾਮ ਇਸ ਉਨਾ ਹੋਜਾ ਪ੍ਰੈਸੀਓਸਾ ਇਸ ਉਨਾ ਹੋਜਾ ਸਿਨ ਵਾਲੋਰ ਨੋ ਸੇ ਲੇ ਪੁਏ ਪੋਨਰ ਵਾਲੋਰ ਅਲ ਨਾਮ y esa joya no se puede conseguir en ninguna parte sino que la podemos recibir del maestro perfecto.
Those who go to the perfect masters and those who go to the perfect masters, the masters easily place this jewel of Naam within them.
Aquellos que quienes van a los maestros perfectos con mucha facilidad ellos pueden colocar esta joya del Naam dentro de aquellas personas.
Mere param pita guru kripal ne naam deke ਪਰੇ ਗਲੇ ਨੇ ਇਹ ਕਿਹਾ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਮੇਰੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਤੋਂ ਆ ਹੀ ਤੋਹਫਾ ਉਪਕਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਸੀ ਜੋ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਅੱਜ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਦੇ ਰਿਹਾ।
ਆਫਟਰ ਗਿਵਿੰਗ ਮੀ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਮਾਈ ਸੁਪਰੀਮ ਫਾਦਰ ਮਾਈ ਬਿਲਵਡ ਗੁਰੂਦੇਵ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਹੈਡ ਸੈਡ ਓਨਲੀ ਦਿਸ ਥਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦੀ ਓਨਲੀ ਗਿਫਟ ਆਈ ਰਿਸੀਵਡ ਫਰੋਮ ਮਾਈ ਬਿਲਵਡ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਗਿਵਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਟੂ ਯੂ।
Después de darme el Naam, mi supremo padre, mi Gurudev Kirpal, él me dijo, este es el único regalo que yo recibí de mi maestro y ahora te lo estoy dando a ti.
Nae maniye sangat udhare jin hriday vasaya nae maniye sun udare jin rasan rasaya nae maniye dukh pukh gai jin naam chit laya ਨਾਨਕ ਨਾਮ ਤਿਨੀ ਸਲਾਇਆ ਜਿਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਿਲਾਇਆ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਗਾਉਂਦੇ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਨਾਮ ਨਾਲ ਤ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ ਖਤਮ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਤ੍ਰਿਪਤੀ ਆ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਸਦਾ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਦੁਖੀ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਆਜ਼ਾਦ ਕਰ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਉਹ ਸੁੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਦੇਸ਼ ਵਿੱਚ ਲੈ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਮੌਤ ਪੈਦਾਇਸ਼ ਜਾਂ ਦੁੱਖ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਏ, ਉਹ ਘਰ ਸਾਡਾ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਹੈ। ਪਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਦਾ ਭੰਡਾਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਸਿਰਫ ਨਾਮ ਨੂੰ ਉਹੀ ਲੋਕ ਧਿਆ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੈ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਦਇਆ ਕਰਕੇ ਪੂਰਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਮ ਰੂਪ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਿਲਾ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਬਾਕੀ ਸਮਾਜਾਂ ਦੇ ਸਮਾਜ ਨਾਮ ਤੋਂ ਬਿਨਾਂ ਖਾਲੀ ਪਏ ਹੈ, ਲਫਜੀ ਨਾਮ ਜਪਦੇ ਹੈ, ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ 'ਤੇ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਮਿਹਰ ਕਰਦਾ ਦਇਆ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਨਾਮ ਰੂਪੀ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਰੂਪੀ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਅਭਿਆਸੀ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਲਿਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਸ਼ਬਦ ਰੂਪੀ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਪ੍ਰੇਮ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਆਪਣਾ ਨਾਮ ਟਿਕਾ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ।
ਸਿੰਗਿੰਗ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੇਜ਼ ਆਫ ਨਾਮ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਗੈਟ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਓਨਲੀ ਦੇ ਗੈਟ ਦ ਲਿਬਰੇਸ਼ਨ।
Al cantar las alabanzas del Naam, el Guru Nanak dice que tan solo aquellas personas, al hacer la devoción del Naam, solo esas personas pueden obtener la liberación.
By doing the meditation of the Naam, the desires are removed and one gets the satisfaction.
Al hacer la meditación del Naam, los deseos son eliminados y uno recibe la satisfacción.
And by doing the devotion of Naam, we easily get ourselves liberated from this world of suffering and go back to the place where there is no birth, there is no death, where there are no pains and sufferings.
Y al hacer la devoción del Naam con mucha facilidad podemos salirnos, obtener la liberación y salirnos de este mundo de sufrimientos y podemos ir a aquel sitio donde no hay sufrimientos, donde no hay nacimientos ni hay muertes.
That place is our real home, that place is Sachkhand. Where we can go only by doing the devotion of Naam.
Ese sitio es nuestro verdadero hogar, ese sitio es Sachkhand, y allá podemos ir tan solo después de haber hecho la devoción del Naam.
But Guru Nanak Sahib says that God Almighty has made the perfect masters as the storekeepers are the holders of the Naam.
Pero el Guru Nanak Sahib dice que Dios ha hecho que los maestros sean los dueños o los que tengan la llave del depósito del Naam.
And we can get the Naam only if we fortunately come to the perfect masters.
Y podemos obtener el Naam únicamente si por gran fortuna podemos venir a los maestros perfectos.
If God Almighty showers grace upon us, only then He brings us in the contact of the perfect master.
Si Dios Todopoderoso derrama gracias sobre nosotros, únicamente en ese caso podemos llegar a los pies del maestro perfecto.
And the perfect master graciously gives us the Naam and takes us back to the real home.
Y el maestro perfecto con mucha gracia nos da el Naam y nos lleva de regreso al verdadero hogar.
So only if God Almighty is gracious upon us can we get the Naam and get the liberation.
De manera que solo si el Señor Todopoderoso tiene siente vierte gracia sobre nosotros y nos da el Naam, tan solo podemos así obtener la liberación.
So the people who have not got to the perfect master and have not received the Naam, they are only repeating the outer names of God and they are not doing the real devotion of Lord.
Y las personas que no han ido donde el perfecto, al maestro perfecto y no han recibido el Naam, ellos tan solo están haciendo las repeticiones del nombre del Señor, pero no obtienen la liberación.
Okay, please do not leave anything here and make it a line.
Closing bhajan is on page 29. O writer of fortunes, graciously write on my heart love for the master. In my hands, write the service of the guru. Write the sacrifice of my body and mind for the guru. On my tongue, write the name of the guru. For my ears, write the voice of the sound current. On my forehead, write the light of the guru. And for my eyes, write the darshan of my guru. Don't write one thing, separation from the guru. It doesn't matter if separation from the whole world is written. O writer of fortunes, graciously write on my heart love for the master. A bhajan of Sanchis on page 29.
Likanavalya tu ho ke dealika de mere hirde viche gurada. Pyar lika de likan valya tu ho ke deyal lika de mere hirde viche gurada pyar lika de hat vichalik de seva guru ji di hat vichalik de seva guru ji di mera tan man guru ute vardalika de mere hirde viche gurada pyardalika de likanavalya tu ho ke deyal lika de mere hirde viche gurada pyar lika de jiva te lika de Naam Guru Jida Jiva Te Lika De Naam Guru vida. Mere kan vich dunadi avazalika de mere hirde vich gurada pyarlika de likanavalya tu ho ke de alalika de mere hirde viche gurada pyarlika de mahate te lika de jota guru jiti mate te lika de jota guru jiti meri ank vicha guruda didada lika de mere hirde viche gurada pyara lika de likana valia tu ho ke de alika de mere hirde viche gurada pyara lika de iki naliki mere satguru da vichoda iki naliki mere satguru da vichoda bhave chuta jaye sara sansara lika de mere hirde viche gurada pyara lika de likana valia tu ho ke de alalika de mere hirde viche gurada pyara lika de.
On my forehead, write the light of the Guru. For my eyes, write the darshan of my Guru. Don't write one thing, separation from the Guru. It doesn't matter if separation from the whole world is written. O writer of fortunes, graciously write on my heart, love for the Master. And that will end the satsang for today. May God continue to bless us all.